Well, that love song was written in Sausalito, California. But this next love song was written right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Using love song to describe this is painting with a large and wide brushstroke. But it was an inspiring evening there, and some of you know the story, and on the others you can look it up on the internet, but I'd just like to keep it in the simple words of the song tonight. And we decided to do it the way it was done, as God wanted it to be done. Country. Country. We have the CMA 1700-time Musician of the Year winner here. We're going country. And we have Dangerous Doyle Grisham, who actually was on every single record I've ever done, playing the blue steel up there.
Blue steel.
Blue steel. And Mr. Michael Utley tinkling the keyboards over there. Are we ready? Kind of sounds like a Toby Keith intro, doesn't it? Sitting here, your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Kind of like a Kenny Powers song. Barmaid rang a pitcher, another round of brew. Well, honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Watching this couple next to me, and the inspiration made me move. They say you are a snuffle, but honey, I don't think that's true. Hey, Lord, people, why don't we get drunk and screw? Let's pick it, boys. Packet Buckhead and stop by Howl's and then roll in the kudzu. And after all of that, if either one of us can move, hey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Yeah, now, baby, I say, why don't we get drunk and screw? I'm overcome by that kind of love song. I really am. Yeah. I'd really like to thank that couple in the booth next to me in the Marriott restaurant 30 years ago. And at the same time, I'd like to apologize to those of you who brought your children to the show and didn't know we were going to do that song. And if they ask you, just say, well, he was singing. Why don't we get lunch in school? They're not going to believe it, are they? No. They go up on the internet and get the real lyrics. I know. It's okay.